House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Website is riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. Here's Mark Trammell.
Jesus was a carpenter a long time ago. Joseph taught him all the things he needed to know. He grew up straight and strong, working on the shores of Galilee. He learned to use a hammer and he learned to drive a nail. And when he started building, it served him mighty well. 'Cause he started on a building that stretched from sky to sky and sea to sea.
Jesus is the master builder.
He built his church upon the rock. He built it on a firm foundation, and the work will never stop. Jesus is the master builder. He takes the old and makes it new. He can take a life of sin, make it clean and pure again.
He can make a brand new.
Now he's back in heaven and he's building once again. He's working on a city called the New Jerusalem. It sits on 12 foundations according to the master builder's plan. The streets are lined with mansions for the saints to move right in. And when he's finished building, he'll come back again to take us to that city fashioned by the master builder's hand.
Jesus is the master
builder. He built his church upon the rock. He built it on a firm foundation, and the work will never stop. Jesus is the master builder. He takes the old and makes it new. Can take a life of sin, make it clean and pure again.
He can make a brand new you.
Yes, Jesus is the master builder.
He built his church upon the rock. He built it on a firm foundation, and the work will never stop. Jesus is the master builder. He takes the old and can take a life of sin, make it clean and pure again.
He can make a brand new you. And he can make a brand new you.
Jesus is a master builder.
One of the impressive things about Christmas is how Jesus came in humility. And this song here by The Greater Vision just reminds us of that.
He didn't bring an army to help him on his way. He didn't bring an angel to praise him night and day. He didn't bring one piece of gold to buy some food to eat. Instead, he turned and laid it all at his Father's feet. He left
to die on Calvary. He left. and they're crucifying. Well, he says he is a king, but judging from the clothes he wears, he doesn't own a thing. But little did they know that day, as his blood came streaming down, he owned the sun, the stars, and the moon. He even owned the ground. But he left it all to rescue me. He left it all to die on Calvary. He left it all. Not one comfort did he bring. Not his robe, not his crown, not 10,000 bowing down, not one piece of jasper wall. He left it all. Not his robe, not his crown, not 10,000 bowing down, not one piece of jasper wall. He left it all.
Here are some thoughts for you for 2019 from our senior pastor, Ron Swartz.
Several generations ago, during one of the most turbulent of the desert wars in the Middle East, a spy was captured and sentenced to death by a general of the Persian army. The general, a man of intelligence and compassion, had adopted a strange and unusual custom in such areas. He permitted the condemned person to make a choice. The prisoner could either face the firing squad or pass through the black door. As the moment of execution drew near, the general ordered the spy to be brought before him for a short interview, the primary purpose of which was to receive the answer of the doomed man to the question, "What shall it be? The firing squad or the black door?" This was not an easy decision, and the prisoner hesitated, but soon made it known that he much preferred the firing squad to the unknown horrors that might wait for him behind that mysterious door. And not long thereafter, a volley of shots in the courtyard announced the grim sentence had been fulfilled. The general, staring at his boots, turned to his aide and said, "You see how it is with men? They will always prefer the known way to the unknown. It is characteristic of people to be afraid of the unknown." And in many ways, 2019 is like a black door. We don't know what awaits us. Our world is in political and social turmoil. For us, 2019 could be a very pleasant year, but it could also be a year of health issues, broken relationships, economic hardship. But whatever 2019 brings, we have this wonderful assurance. For the one who is trusting in Jesus, Scripture tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Not hardship or persecution, or famine or nakedness, or danger or sword. And the Apostle Paul goes on to declare, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is Pastor Ron, wishing all of you a very blessed new year.
Bring him every question in your heart, the doubt that's tearing you apart. your greatest hurts, your deepest scars, God can take it. Bring him all the bitterness inside, the shame you wish that you could hide, the fear that keeps you paralyzed, God can take it. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause he won't turn you away.
Make it just like new. You won't even recognize it when he's through. He will use it for his glory, use it for your good, if you let it go.
He can take it. The things that you regret, the words you wish could be unsaid, the painful past you can't forget, God can take it. You bear the weight that weighs you down, mercy's arms are open now, so bring the sin that keeps you bound, God can take it.
His grace is strong. Strong enough. He can take whatever's broken, make it just like new. You won't even recognize it when he's through. He will use it for his glory, use it for your good, if you let it go. Just like new, you won't even recognize it when he's through. He will use it for his glory, use it for your good, if you let it go. If you let it go,
he can take it. Can take it.
Oh God, give us the courage to trust you. This is Paul Miller with House of Praise Radio. We'll see you in the next time in a new year. We'll end with part of the Lord's Prayer.